This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 30 Iranian drones were shot down in the country on Monday. The Ukrainian military high command earlier said their air defenses had shot down 23 of 28 drones, most over the capital, Kyiv. It was Moscow's third airstrike in 6 days and the latest in a series since October, targeting the Ukrainian power grid, causing sweeping blackouts amid sub-zero temperatures. The lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol on Monday called for former President Donald Trump to be charged for his role in sparking the deadly riot, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
The criminal referral for a former president, the first such recommendation from Congress in U.S. history, came at the final public gathering of the nine-member panel that spent 18 months probing the unprecedented attempt to prevent the peaceful transfer of power by thousands of Trump backers. Inspired by his false claims that the 2020 election loss to Democratic President Joe Biden was the result of widespread fraud. The panel asked the Justice Department to charge Trump with obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to defraud the United States, making false statements, and aiding or inciting an insurrection.
The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers, but it's leaving open the prospect of lifting the restrictions by Wednesday. The order Monday by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. London's High Court ruled Monday Britain's plan to send illegal migrants to Rwanda is lawful. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Judges said it was consistent with the Refugee Convention for Britain to make arrangements with the Rwandan government to send asylum seekers to the country more than 4,000 miles away. Asylum claims would then be determined in Rwanda. After the ruling, Britain's Interior Minister, Suella Braverman, said the government's focus is now on proceeding with the deportation policy as soon as possible. The Rwandan government welcomed the court's decision, with a spokeswoman saying her country is ready to offer migrants the chance to build a new life, though the government victory will not mean flights can take off straight away because there may be further appeals in British courts.
The Commercial Bank of Ethiopia said Monday that it had resumed financial services in some towns in the war-torn region of Tigray, enabling residents to access their funds after shutdown lasting more than a year. The announcement follows the signing of a peace deal between the federal government and Tigrayan rebels last month, aimed at ending the brutal two-year conflict and humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa was re-elected leader of the governing African National Congress on Monday, overcoming the so-called Farmgate scandal and paving the way for him to contest the presidency at 2024 elections. Ramaphosa's political future had been hanging in the balance earlier this month after a report by a panel of experts found preliminary evidence he may have violated the Constitution over a stash of foreign currency hidden at his private game farm. Actress Amber Heard announces a settlement with her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, on the appeals of their dueling defamation lawsuits. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have settled their defamation lawsuits. Heard says she'll have to pay him $1 million for the legal costs of their high-profile trial last spring, in which she said,
Johnny has taken enough of my voice. I have the right to tell my story.
In a post on Instagram, Heard says the decision to settle the case was difficult, adding that her life as she knew it is now destroyed because she was vilified for defending her truth. Depp's people say they're pleased to close the door on this painful chapter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Argentina's national team will celebrate the World Cup triumph on Tuesday in Buenos Aires at the Obelisk, the monument that is the traditional epicenter of sporting celebrations, the Federation said on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.